During the comment time in County Council's meeting on Wednesday, Armstrong reported on a meeting UDOT had with himself, Council Chair Kim Carson, and county staffers.
Currently, UDOT is proposing to have that truck parking available October to May. We had been pushing for that to be an opening and closing gate, depending on storms, so that it was just essentially for chain up and not necessarily for continuous truck parking. UDOT is standing pretty firm on the notion of making that full-time parking for trucks.
Not just storms.
Not just storms, not just a chain up area. For a variety of reasons, and you know, one of them I think has to do with, that was articulated, was the restrictions on hours of driving and that truckers needed a place to shelter.
He said the parking lot raises issues of water quality, services, circulation, safety, and lighting. Armstrong said they're trying to engage with the state on those topics.
We don't want something being built that's perhaps distasteful to people in the community already, and then on top of that, we've got carrying costs associated with that we're not given funding for, and that would include signage, video surveillance, air quality, and anti-idling enforcement.
He said they need to relook at the county's anti-idling ordinance, both concerning the county in general and the Silver Creek lot. The law currently calls for 3 warnings for violators, followed by a citation, but Armstrong said he doesn't think there's much enforcement now.
I think the ordinance is generally ignored and probably generally not enforced. My concern when we passed it was that was likely to be the case because we can't devote scarce Sheriff's Department resources to patrolling parking lots. It winds up being too difficult. This is going to be that on spades, but here we're going to have diesel trucks parked in an area near homeowners. We've received complaints that they can smell diesel smells now. We've got to work with UDOT to figure out how we're going to enforce it. I'd like that enforcement to have some teeth, and so I think we need to take a look at the ordinance again. Possibly a separate ordinance for trucks that carries a more significant set of fines associated with it.
Council member Doug Clyde added he doesn't think the 3 warnings approach is going to work with transient semi-truck drivers. And Clyde and Armstrong added pollution at the Silver Creek site is another problem.
Topographically, you just look at that area, you realize that it is a local concentration of pollutants.
And the wintertime is when it's going to be at its worst.
Right.
So that's the problem. We've got thicker air. It's just a problem.
Another issue, Armstrong said, is the movement of trucks around the site.
Circulation is clearly an issue there already today without any of this. So we need to figure out how trucks move through that area, especially in close proximity to cars and school buses and bus stops.
Councilmember Roger Armstrong, who added UDOT has said it's willing to consider helping out financially with items like signage. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brothwell.